This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 20th of October. The financial markets have been shifting their expectations around trade, with US President Trump seemingly sounding a retreat over antagonism towards China. New trade talks between the US and China are scheduled to take place this week. The pattern of trade tensions coming and going is now fairly well established, and the norm is for the US to climb down from its more antagonistic positions. However, the impact of this policy volatility does seem to be more significant for financial markets than for the real economy. The uncertainty has no doubt done damage to the real economy, but economic reactions are definitely less dramatic than those of the equity markets. China's third quarter GDP slowed a little less than had been expected. This period covers the uncertainty of US tariffs. It comes after the stockpiling that predated the first wave of tariffs, but it includes some stockpiling ahead of the second wave of tariffs. Stockpiling has made a difference, but its timing has not been evenly distributed. Different industries seem to have stockpiled at different times. China has, of course, continued to sell to the rest of the world as normal, and there has undoubtedly been some tariff avoidance with rerouting going on. Industrial production in China was a little stronger and investment was somewhat weaker. There's no reason to suppose that China will miss its growth targets for this year. China's official GDP almost never undershoots the official growth target. News reports last week suggested that Italy will be increasing its flat rate tax on wealthy foreigners again, this time with a fairly sizable hike to €300,000. The news is not necessarily market moving, but it is a reminder that the combination of record levels of wealth with high levels of government debt make it inevitable that governments will seek to mobilise that wealth to finance fiscal policy, one way or another. It does perhaps lessen the concerns over debt levels, as it suggests that means can be found to finance borrowing over time. The data calendar is relatively quiet. The US government shutdown is now the third longest in history, although there is the exciting prospect of consumer price inflation data being published on Thursday to enable the government to calculate the indexation required for those parts of government spending that automatically rise in line with the CPI numbers. There is the EU current account data for August scheduled, but even at a time of heightened trade tensions, this is not going to agitate markets at all. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.